It was a sight, all right. The day the circus came to town, he drove down the main street, which some people still call 176th Avenue, and they had a band with trumpets and trombones, and they had acrobats in silver spangles on the backs of the elephants. They had drums and bugles and cymbals and flutes, and best of all, the clowns gave away candy and streamers and free tickets and rubber chickens, all of which they kept in the pockets of their baggy pants, with their lunch and a couple of spare noses in case the first one fell off. Which is why clowns have such baggy pants, right?
Would you like to come to the circus, he said? Would you like to help to feed the elephants? Would you like to learn a tightrope? Would you like to tame the lions? Would you like to ride bareback on a big white horse? Would you? Would you like to be a clown? Would you like to turn somersaults? Would you like to dance with the bears and the donkeys? Would you? And of course, everyone said, yes, they would.
And so they did. That night, 276 kids, which is an awful lot of kids, came to the circus with their mothers and fathers, their uncles, aunts, their grandmas and their grandpas, their friends, their dogs, their cats, and one of them even took his white mouse in a cage that he could see out of. All of them wore their best clothes. Some had cookies in brown paper bags. Some had apples. And some had money from their piggy banks to buy Cracker Jack. It was a big night at the circus. Miss Millicent Mills, in a T-shirt that said Mills for Thrills on the back and on the front, sat at a table with three rows of tickets. Pink tickets for children, blue tickets for adults, and green tickets for dogs. Cats got in for free.
Mills for Thrills, she called out loud. Get your tickets right now, right here. Get your tickets for the circus. Mills for Thrills, right now, right here, right now.
The mothers, the fathers, the uncles and aunts, the friends and the grandmas, they all sat down in the big tent with the kids, little kids in front, big kids behind, so they could all see. The band played, the drums banged, the bugles blew and the cymbals cymbaled. Ta-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, crash and bang and ta-da-da-da. Oh, the big night of the circus and the parade. The elephants, the lions, the tigers, the chipmunks, the performing seals, the dancing dogs, the juggling pigs, the zebras, and the giant two-humped camels, which could go for three whole weeks without once having a drink of water. They danced, and they pranced, and they turned round and round, the horses with the acrobats on their backs, and the bears riding motorbikes. Ta-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da! Mills for Thrills, it's better than pills. It gives you chills, it's Mills for Thrills, and crash and bang, and ta-da-da-da! Oh, it's a big night of the circus. Whoo, boy, said the kids. Look at them go. What a show. Whoa, that's for me. That's exactly what I want to be. And they whistled and clapped and shouted and cheered and stood on their seats and stomped their feet and jumped and jiggled and giggled and wriggled. That's exactly what I want to do. Me too, me too, me too. The next morning, when the sun came up, and the grandpas got up. It was very early. The circus left town. There wasn't a band or a parade, and the trucks didn't blow their horns. The lions were tired. The tigers were tired. And the horses were tired. Even Miss Millicent Mills was tired. And the camels and the donkeys and the dancing bears, they were all tired too. Most of them were fast asleep and snoring. So the trucks went very slowly, all 10 of them, and the pickups, and the trailers, and the yellow bus with the green stripes, and Miss Millicent Mills' magnificent circus phone number 666666666 painted on the side. They all went very slowly in the town so as not to wake anybody up. And later, they went very slowly on the highway. So slowly that Miss Millicent Mills, Mills for Thrills, stopped the bright yellow bus with Miss and Mills magnificent circus painted on the side, and she said, you're all so slow, we've a long way to go. Let's hustle, let's bustle, show me some muscle. But nothing happened. The elephant snored, the donkeys hee-hawed, and the lions quietly roared. But the trucks went so slowly that right behind them, all the way down the highway, there was a long line of cars and trucks and motorbikes and old men with shopping carts and kids on trikes and their sisters on bikes, a whole long line of traffic going slower and slower and honking its horns and ringing its bells. Then suddenly, and there was a siren and two police cars and a helicopter and a lot of flashing lights and a bullhorn. "Move it, Miss Millicent Mills," said the cops.
"I can't," she said.
"Why not?" said the cops. "What have you got?"
"Well," said Miss Millicent Mills, "I've got lions and tigers and camels and elephants and bears and donkeys and chipmunks and monkeys. I've got a big tent and performing stairs. I've got a camp stove to cook dinner and 24 fry pans and 57 pairs of chopsticks and 640 bags of elephant food. And I've got..."
"Enough, enough, enough. That's an awful lot of stuff," said the police chief. "You always go so slow."
"Well, no," said Miss Millicent Mills. Actually, she said, "Hell no," but she shouldn't have, so I won't tell you that. "Well, no," she said, "not this slow, and we've still got a long way to go." And the trucks and the bikes and the trikes and the motorbikes and the shopping carts blew their horns and rang their bells, and some witches who were there made magic spells. "Tell you what," said the cops.
"Tell me what,"
said Miss Millicent Mills.
"I'll tell you what. Would you like some free tickets, some popcorn, some Cracker Jack, some candy apples, would you? Would you? Would you?"
And just as she said, "Would you, would you, would you?"
the band woke up. They thought it was the next town.
And they jumped out of the trailers and blew their horns and banged their drums and cymbaled their cymbals and marched up and down and woke up the clowns and the lions and the tigers and the bears and the camels and the chipmunks and the geese. I forgot to tell you about the geese. And they made a quite unusual amount of noise, much louder than the horns and the bells and the sirens. So much noise, nobody could hear themselves speak. And what do you know? Out of the trucks and the trailers, all sleepy-eyed and waking up, came the 276 children with their dogs and their cats and their white mouse in a cage.
"What's for breakfast?" they all said. "Is it apples or toast or just plain bread? Do we get milk or orange juice? When do we start to learn the tightrope? When do we ride the bareback horses? When do we swing out on the trapeze? When do we do it, Miss Mills, please? When do we do it? When?
"Well, well, well," said Miss Mills, "that's why we're so slow on the hills. All you kids are a heavy load. Now we can get on down the road. If we don't have all that extra weight, we'll get there in time. We won't be late."
"But we're the circus," said the kids. "You said we could. You said we could. We've slept all night and we've been good. We've been so good. You said we could. You said we could."
"Okay, okay," said Miss Mills. "I'm tired of traveling up and down, so let's all drive back into town. We'll put up the tent and settle down."
So all the kids and the lions and the tigers, the monkeys, the donkeys, the clowns, the tightrope walkers, the trapeze artists, the acrobats, the lion tamers, the elephants, the dancing bears, the daredevil motorbikers, the peanuts, popcorn and crackerjack vendors, the truck driver, the people who put the tent up, and the lady who sold the tickets. Her name was Miss Millicent Mills, Mills for Thrills, phone number 666666. They all drove back into town with 10 big trucks, 15 campers, 5 enormous trailers, and the big green bus with yellow stripes and the name page on the side, in case you've forgotten Miss Millicent Mills, Magnificent Circus, Mills for Thrills. Every day, from then on, there was a circus in town. 276 kids and the lions and tigers and the tightrope walkers and the jugglers and the acrobats and the monkeys and the geese. I almost forgot them again. And if the mothers and fathers, the uncles and aunts, the friends and the grandmas and grandpas were very good indeed, the children would let them feed the elephants.